6 to 9 a.m. on Power 98.7.
So we're talking a short while. In fact, I'll tell you what, we'll get back to that in a moment. But let's deal with this now. A research article recently published in the Women's Report by the University of Stellenbosch's Business School has found that the Employment Equity Amendment Bill in its current form is unlikely to promote women's employment across the board. The bill, which was passed by Parliament's National Assembly last week, will allow the Employment and Labour Minister Thula Sincwesi to set employment equity targets for different business sectors. The ministers can set targets for different occupational levels, subsectors or regions, but the article says amendments to the legislation will do little to improve women's representation in paid employment and risks being a tick box exercise if not accompanied by a change in society's perception of women in the workplace. Let's talk to Abigail Butcher. She's an employment associate at Cliff Decker Hoffmeyer. That's a commercial law firm. Good morning to you and thanks so much for joining us.
Good morning, Konkani. No, thank you for having me.
It's Tabiso. Oh, TT for short.
Apologies, TT. Yeah. Thanks for having
Bongani
me.
Bongani is the other guy, yeah. All right, Jenny, let's go for it then. Listen, so how do we, like, I mean, the thing about it is that, I mean, it seems like the government here is taking a stick approach, if you like, by using this, you know, taking, by making use of legislation. Because clearly, the employment sector has just failed to transform, or the business sector, I should say, has failed to transform when left to their own devices. So what option do they have as government?
Well, this is exactly, I think, why the bill was introduced. You know, it's been stated that self-regulation by employers to achieve the kind of objectives that we need in reality for employment equity have simply not worked under the current version of the Employment Equity Act. And so this bill proposes to do, you know, quite radically what you discussed, is introduce those sector-specific numerical targets, which are in the discretion of the minister to set. So I think the issue that we've highlighted in the discussion is to say, well, on the basis that this numerical target is set by the minister through the exercise of a discretion, we're not quite sure what category of individual and what category of occupational level will be prioritized with those numerical targets. And that's where the concern arises in terms of promoting women in workplaces, is will women be prioritized in the manner in which they need to be in order to increase levels of representation in the workplace?
Now, I mean, let's talk about what the existing picture is now in terms of the targets that government had previously set. Is there any level of employment at which women are actually, where we see these targets being met in terms of women representation?
So to give you an idea, I mean, let's look statistically. You know, after the introduction of, you know, the Employment Equity Act, we see post-1994, female representation in the workplace only goes up 6% over a six-year period, which is, it's just a small number, specifically when you take into account the fact that so many more women were gaining entrance into the workforce but weren't necessarily being represented at the levels that they needed to be. In addition to that, where we do see women entering the workforce, we don't necessarily see the kind of progression that we'd like for women in climbing the ranks, as you would. So being favoured for promotion and then also being favoured for roles at the boardroom table, as you would call it. So I think the idea there is to promote almost a workplace equity. It's a culture of equity through the use of legislation. And we discuss in the article that's something that's difficult to achieve through the introduction of strict legislation. So you see Australia try to do it. I mean, as early as 1986, they start introducing legislation to better represent women in the workplace. And to date, we still don't have the kind of representation levels that we need, even in an Australian context. So what we need to see is changes of workplace culture and the manner in which women's roles in the workplace are approached. Many women at the moment form part of sectors of unpaid work, which for the most part account for domestic work. And we're looking to change that culture through legislation, and whether that can be done still remains to be seen.
And of course, the picture is even more bleak when it comes to the representation of black women at all levels, really, of employment.
Well, exactly. So at the moment, although black women make up 40.7% of what we call the EAP, the economically active population, they're still outnumbered statistically at the moment by white women at top and senior management levels. And as I said, with their employment heavily concentrated in semi-skilled and unskilled jobs. So what remains to be seen, as I said, is whether that specific scenario is going to be targeted by the minister when those sectoral specific determinations are made.
Mm. Now, you say that this could be amount to nothing more than a box ticking exercise. How so?
So one of the amendments, and this is something that we flagged in our discussion, is to change the definition of what we call a designated employer. So under the current Act, designated employers are required to comply with the employment equity provisions. At the moment, a definition of a designated employer is someone who employs 50 or more employees or who employs less than 50 employees but has an annual turnover higher than a specific threshold set by the minister. So that's sector-specific. It can range from anything between 6 million to 75 million. But essentially, then small enterprises who have less than 50 employees but who have higher turnovers must comply with the Employment Equity Act. So what the bill proposes is to say, well, we're going to remove that annual threshold, that annual turnover requirement, and say that employers who employ less than 50 employees are no longer obliged to comply with the Employment Equity Act. So what you'll see there is I think, a difficulty in increasing representation in small enterprises who have higher turnover, but then aren't now actually designated employers in terms of the Act, which feels quite counterproductive to the nature of the bill and what the bill is trying to achieve.
And then just very quickly, I mean, I don't know if you can make the point quickly, but I mean, why? I mean, you also seem to make a point of the fact that it's undesirable for the for the minister to have the responsibility of setting these targets. So, I mean, who should it be left to then?
So I don't necessarily think it's undesirable that the minister should set the targets. I think that the difficulty is that the bill is quite silent on the various different considerations that the minister needs to make before those sectoral specific determinations are made. So it opens quite a wide discretion for the minister to determine what is or isn't appropriate in those various sectors at all occupational levels. And that discretion, you know, there's no guideline or parameter or, you know, considerations that must be taken into account before those are made. And I think the difficulty lies there in that discretion and the lack of guidance specific in the bill to what the minister needs to take into account.
Abigail Butcher is the employment associate at Cliff Decker Hofmeyr, that's a law firm. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you for having me.
It's 7 o'clock. Power News.